Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two in the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, some people might think I rambled a little bit, but I want to really highlight what I covered, and I want to continue the discussion. First off, I had some news about the McDonald's barbecue pork sandwich, the McRib, coming out November 1st. They're saying it's now the McSeason. I mean, people are looking forward to this baby coming out every year now for a limited time, they say. You're talking about this, barbecue pork sandwich that's well-known called the McRib. We talked about that a little bit. We talked about InfoWars founder Alex Jones lost two more defamation lawsuits. The jury's going to find out how much he owes, but I have a problem with that on a variety of issues. One, lack of speedy trial for Alex Jones. Number two, I don't know that due process has taken place in terms of a fully informed jury, etc. Number three, I believe we've got selective enforcement going on big time in America, creating a two-tiered system. There's the insiders that have special privilege, and then there's the rest of us, great unwashed, that get the hammer down kind of a thing. And you see it in our society. Bill Clinton can literally commit rape and plunder and pillage, and no problem for Bill. But if you're Bill Cosby, shut him down, right? It's very interesting how this is all working in America. We talked about Britney Spears at the end of the hour. She posted a series of totally nude photos, ladies and gentlemen, on Instagram. And it's against the policies of Instagram, but they're letting it go. Britney's got a special account. There you have it. And it's sad to say, ladies and gentlemen, but I really believe that there's some serious, serious issues going on here. And I want to continue this theme, in my opinion, where there is a real problem with this two-tiered system. All right? It is a problem for you and me. And I believe that it's only going to get worse. Right? It's only going to get worse, folks, for you and me. And that's my big concern. And let me give you kind of some more information on this very thing. Last hour, we compared the Britney Spears case. She's got a protected account. The Alex Jones case where he got slammed. The case of me and Richard Mack, where the Southern Poverty Law Center said we are promoting violence till we had a video and proved them wrong and they had to retract. To the example of the Southern Poverty Law Center literally saying that I'm one of the biggest hate groups in Utah, at Liberty News Radio, just my little old company. Okay, they're out of control. They can commit libel, slander, and get away with it. But you and I, man, we better be very careful. Well, this is starting to come down to really a free speech challenge. And I'll give you an example. They're starting to decide how much chutzpah somebody has. Okay? So country superstar Jason Aldean called critics delusional as he defended his wife, Brittany Aldean, over her Instagram posts that showed her and her kids in anti-President Biden t-shirts. Yeah. So I commend Aldean for standing up. But they say, watch your mouth, lady. The 44-year-old country singer wrote on social media after his wife posted a handful of snaps showing her wearing a T-shirt that read, Anti-Biden Social Club. And one of her kids, I guess, was wearing a T-shirt that read, hiding from Biden. The comments were noted by the Washington Post in a piece published Wednesday. Now, here's the thing that I find interesting about this. Brittany Aldean posted on Instagram saying this, when she got criticized. She says this, "We'll teach our kids what we think is right." Ooh, good for her. She says, "We'll teach our kids what we think is right and what we think is best for their future," Aldine added. "If you think what is happening right now is great for our future of our kids and grandkids, you are delusional," said Jason Aldean as he defended his wife. "Please tell me one thing," said Aldean, "that the administration has done that's good, just one thing." Some critics called the singer out for using his kids as political props. Right? But here's what's fascinating. They say he's using his kids for political props. Another wrote, "If you thought Trump's path for America was any better, you're delusional." They attacked Jason Aldean. But here's the problem. They've been using kids to promote Black Lives Matter and kids to promote the gay and lesbian agenda for quite some time, ladies and gentlemen. Jason showed his support for the snap by his wife by saying this, "My boy," as he talked about Donald Trump. Now, the hitmaker also, I guess his wife, she had a sweatshirt that talked about Donald Trump and said, "Still my president," and they beat her up for it too. Well, anyway, country star Jason Aldean said that he was not apologetic. Now, this is really kind of what I want to get to in this discussion here. It's one thing for Jason to defend his wife, and I commend him for it. But he said he was not. He was unapologetic. He was not willing to apologize after he defended his wife, Brittany Aldean, following the backlash over her, quote, anti-President Joe Biden post. Wow. I'm liking Jason. He says this, "I will never apologize for my beliefs or my love for my family and my country," the 44-year-old rocker or country star said. The comments were noted by Fox News in a piece published on Friday. Now listen to what Jason Aldean said in this post. Ready? I mean, this is just tremendous stuff from Jason Aldean, in my opinion, okay? "This is the greatest country in the world, and I want to keep it that way," he added. Yeah. I guess his post had him standing in front of a giant American flag at a concert he had in Arizona. Now, this is great stuff, in my opinion. This is the greatest country in the world, and I want to keep it that way. Wow. Pretty cool, if you ask my opinion. The Dirt Road Anthem hitmaker defended his wife. Now, the interesting thing about this is this. Most people melt right on down when the attacks begin. And this is why I'm promoting Jason Aldean right now. Number one, I think he's got some great music. But number two, though, what a man. He gets the, first off, his wife speaks out. They attack her. But then he defends his wife like a man should. He then doubles down and says, "I'm not going to apologize for what I'm doing. We have every right to think and say and believe what we want to." He called his critics delusional. Right? Think about that. I'm anti-Biden. Are you? I'm anti-Joe t-shirts. Can I have that view? Or will I just get attacked? And see, in the celebrity world, in the elite world, what they do is they browbeat you into going along. But Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany, good for them, they're not taking it. They're going, "You know what? You're delusional. If you think what's going on in America right now is good, you have lost your marbles." Country star Jason Aldean said that he was unapologetic after he defended his wife, Brittany, following the backlash over her, quote, anti-president Joe Biden post? I don't understand that. I'm going to get rid of this anti-Joe post. He says this, I will never apologize. I love this. I will never apologize for my beliefs or my love for my family and country. Does it get better than that? This is the greatest country in the world, and I want to keep it that way, says Aldean. Now listen, this is a male and female, a husband and wife. Right? I mean, I think it's tremendous. Jason Aldean, we need more men like Jason Aldean. More men, I would kind of say like me maybe too, to some degree, because we're not willing to back away and apologize. We have every right to stand for the traditional family, every right to say we don't like Joe. We're against Joe's policies. We believe Joe's creating a tyranny in the country and we're against it. We want to vote him out. We have every right to think and believe and say what we want to. And we're creating a two-world or two-tier world in America that I'm fearful of. Quick pause. We'll talk about it more in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm commending Brittany Aldean and her husband, well-known country legend Jason Aldean, for their tremendous stance. You know what? She has every right to not like Biden, every right to wear T-shirts. If she wants to give her kid an anti-Biden T-shirt, she should have every right to do it. She has every right to teach her children what she wants to, just as I do. And Jason doubling down in defense of his wife, Brittany, and saying, you know what, you guys are delusional, you're crazy, and I will not apologize. And that's something that we need to really think about. So here's the two-tiered system. I'm not in the top tier at all. I'm just shut down because I'm the great unwashed, okay? They'll just attack me relentlessly. What they tried to do, though, was they tried to kind of attack Brittany a little bit to see if Brittany would melt down, if she would cave, if she'd go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My comments were tone deaf. My comments were ill-advised. I apologize and just totally grovel before these people. who really are generating the cancel culture like you wouldn't believe. But when Britney wouldn't cave, then they, you know, attacked more. So then husband Jason stands up and defends his wife Britney, and then they attack Jason. And at the crux of this is big money. You know, you won't get a fair chance anymore, Jason. Your career's about over, my friend. Or is it? See, it depends on how much we the people back Jason Aldean, right? But what they want to do then is browbeat him into submission and you know, cave. But now Jason Aldean will not cave. Jason Aldean, I will never apologize for my beliefs or my love for my family and my country. It's the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I want to keep it that way. Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. Think about that. All right. Anyway, I bring this up because I believe there's a two-tier system in America that is being developed that I think is wrong and criminal. And we better be very, very careful to stop it, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very careful and insistent that we stop it. Because what will happen to Jason Aldean? They'll either destroy his career or he'll come out on top. And the more we defend people like Jason, the more they will come out on top. But if we don't, they're going to railroad. I'll give you an example. Natalie Maines of the Disco Chicks criticized America while she was overseas, et cetera. Now, should she have done that? Probably not. But again, I might not agree with what she says, but I'll defend her right to say it. Anyway, the Dixie Chicks took a huge, huge hit. As they were abused for so long over this, they created an album, I think it's called Gaslighters, I think it is, to highlight how abused and wrongly they've been treated. Right? This is serious, because this is happening in America to the point of, I don't know what to call it, but this is happening and it's serious. Okay. The Year of the Gaslighters writes, what do they call this thing? The Year of the Gaslighters, how today's ruling class, they want to be gods. They've got addiction to power. How the current corrupt leaders are trying to drive the American people insane. Gaslighting. You know what that is? It's going on. What is a gaslighter? Do you know? Well, that's what's happening across the country. Define gaslighters. Right? What is a gaslighter? Gaslighting psychology. What is it? Gaslighting, an elaborate and insidious technique of deception and psychological manipulation, usually practiced by a single deceiver or gaslighter on a single victim over an extended period of time. They want to gradually undermine the victim's confidence in their ability to distinguish truth from falsehood, right from wrong. Definition of gaslight, right? Are gaslighters aware of what they do, you might ask? Some gaslighters might have learned it from their parents and not really realizing what they're doing, but we've got a gaslighting class in America, which is primarily the elite, right? Withholding factual information, increasingly withholding factual information from and providing false information to a victim. Think about that, folks. That's what we got going on in America. Okay? This is serious. So anyway, the Dixie Chicks created an album that talked about this gaslighter stuff to highlight what's going on, right? Anyway, I bring all this up because I think it's important to understand what's happening to us. And I don't know how many of us understand. But they tried they tried to gaslight Jason Aldean. And you know what? The great news is they failed. Okay. Looks like our buddy Jason Aldean ain't going to fall for the gaslighting. Neither am I. Neither should you. All right. Let's see. Cameron, do we have time to play this clip? All right, so we don't have time to play this clip. I'll set up the clip and then we'll play it. How's that? We'll play it right at the start of the next segment. Bottom line is I got talking and I talked too long. But I really want to associate this gaslighting abuse that's going on in America. And they tried to gaslight Jason Aldean. They really gaslighted the Dixie Chicks. I don't care if the Dixie Chicks criticize America overseas. When America deserves criticism, you have the right to criticize. Even if I don't agree with the criticism, I agree with the right to criticize, right? Now, in this next situation, it's kind of a very similar situation. Rand Paul lays into Health and Human Services Secretary DeSera for failing to acknowledge COVID natural immunity. Good for Rand Paul to stand up tall. Okay? Why does this matter, ladies and gentlemen? Because here's the deal. I had COVID. I got way sick. You all know that. I've mentioned it many times. But what I want to focus on right now, ladies and gentlemen, is this reality check. What's the reality check? I have natural immunity. Rand Paul has natural immunity. He got COVID early on. And the government is unwilling to acknowledge our natural immunity status. We have antibodies in our system because we've naturally developed them by letting our immune system fight and conquer the disease. Well, these people are gaslighting you. What does that mean? They're peddling false information against you and repeating it enough to where people believe the false dishonesty, and they're withholding information from you. Here's the false story. The only way for you to possibly survive COVID is to get vaccinated. Anything else? You're just going to cause death and destruction to you, yourself, and everyone around you. And the only way out of that is to get vaccinated. And by the way, the vaccines are safe and effective. There are so many lies in that statement. Number one, that's the only way to be protected isn't true. Natural immunity is probably, at least scientifically speaking, even a better way. It's God's way for the body to conquer disease and illness and develop natural immunities. Okay? But again, they want to play God, so they want to gaslight. They want to browbeat you. So the lie is that the vaccines are safe and effective, and the only way. That isn't true at all. And so Rand Paul doubles down and literally lays into the secretary for Biden that doesn't have the guts, the integrity to tell the truth or admit the truth. See, that is what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. That really is something that you need to be aware of. That's really where the rubber meets the road. Because we need to create a natural immunity reality check for people too and say, look, Sam Bushman, Rand Paul, and many of you others who have had COVID, you're fine. We don't need vaccines. We don't need protection. We're already protected, at least as protected as we can be. More protected than those who have the vaccine immunities as well. When we come back, we'll play Rand Paul's point, but he stands up strong like Jason Aldean. See, the more we stand up, ladies and gentlemen, and peacefully demand the truth and reject their gaslighting manipulation to create a two-tiered system of the elite protected and the rest of us destroyed, yeah, it's all up to us, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Possible breakthrough in treating COVID. Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics announcing yesterday a new pill to treat the virus. The company says molnupiravir can reduce hospitalizations or deaths by about 50%. It's designed for people with mild to moderate cases. USC Dr. David Agus on CBS News.
So this certainly makes it much easier to treat, and in the end, will probably save many lives.
If approved by the FDA, this would be the first pill to treat COVID. The company hopes it can be available by the end of the year. There's optimism ahead of UN climate talks. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry in Italy today before talks begin in Scotland October 31st. Kerry says he thinks enormous progress can be made at the 12-day summit. The goal is to get more countries to commit to keeping Earth from warming no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. To do so, Kerry says we need to cut carbon emissions by 45% in the next decade. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A key part of President Biden's agenda now on hold. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing yesterday that more time is needed to pass Biden's infrastructure bill. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News this bill is not about infrastructure.
And they know that this $3.5 trillion spending bill, which is actually about $5 trillion, plus the $1.2 trillion in infrastructure, plus the $1.9 trillion they've already done, is to drive up the debt so that they can increase the taxes and say, oh, by the way, don't look at that number. It's paid for, and people do not believe it.
Biden's still confident the infrastructure bill and his spending bill will pass. He says it doesn't matter if it takes 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. It will get done. The U.S. reaches another grim COVID milestone. Johns Hopkins University announcing yesterday that COVID has killed over 700,000 people in the U.S. When the vaccines first came out, the U.S. had 300,000 deaths. So this means more Americans have died of COVID since the vaccine came out than before. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm talking about gaslighting and abuse by the elite. They're creating a two-tiered system that jettisons the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. You and I, the great unwashed, are shut down at every turn. No speedy trial, no fair assessment, no reality check, no accountability for their abuses. The elites are protected, though. Jason Aldean almost caught in the mix, but good for him. He stood up tall. Well, now Rand Paul doing the same thing to HS Secretary DeSera. Okay, to Sarah, basically not even acknowledging that natural immunity matters. Well, natural immunity is the best preventative of COVID, bar none. Scientists have known this forever, that natural immunity is the best way. Vaccines, you know what? A distant second. They used to accept that reality check in science, but now they're gaslighting even that reality. So here's Rand Paul standing up for the truth, not accepting the gaslighting going on by the secretary and by our government on this. Here's the senator arguing this point.
Are you familiar with an Israeli study that had 2.5 million patients and found that the vaccinated group was actually seven times more likely to get infected with COVID than the people who had gotten COVID naturally?
Senator, I'd have to get back to you on that one. I'm not familiar with that study.
Well, you think you might want to be if you're going to travel the country insulting the millions of Americans, including NBA star Jonathan Isaac, who have had COVID, recovered, look at a study with 2.5 million people and say, well, you know what? It looks like my immunity is as good as a vaccine or not. And in a free country, maybe I ought to be able to make that decision. Instead, you've chosen to travel the country calling people like Jonathan Isaac and others, myself included, flat earthers. We find that very insulting, goes against the science. Are you a doctor or a medical doctor?
I have worked over 30 years on health policy.
You're not a medical doctor. Do you have a science degree? And yet you travel the country calling people flat earthers who have had COVID, looked at studies of millions of people, and made their own personal decision that their immunity they naturally acquired is sufficient. But you presume somehow to tell over 100 million Americans who have survived COVID that we have no right to determine our own medical care. You alone are on high, and you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background, no medical degree. This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American. You, sir, are the one ignoring the science. The vast preponderance of scientific studies, dozens and dozens, show robust, long-lasting immunity after COVID infection. Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine if you have measles immunity. The same was true for smallpox. But you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the American people for being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity. You want more people to choose vaccination? So do I. You want to lessen vaccine hesitancy? So do I. You want to have that happen? Quit lying to people about naturally acquired immunity. Quit lording it over people, acting as if these people are deplorable and unwashed. Try persuasion instead of government cudgels. Try humility instead of arrogance. Try freedom instead of coercion. But most of all, try understanding that there's no more basic medical right than deciding what we inject into our bodies. Today, after hearing that millions of people in a study prove, show without a doubt that there's a great deal of immunity from getting it naturally, do you want to apologize to the 100 million Americans who suffered through COVID, survived, have immunity, and yet you want to hold them down and vaccinate them? Do you want to apologize for calling those people flat earthers?
Senator, I appreciate your question and appreciate that everyone has their opinion. We follow the facts and the science at HHS. We use the expertise of the medical professionals, the scientists at HHS to make decisions. It's a team effort, and we rely on what is on the ground showing us results.
Except for the dozens and dozens of studies. In fact, most, if not all, of the studies show robust immunity from getting the disease naturally. The CDC says if you've had measles and have immunity, you don't have to be vaccinated. The same was true of smallpox. You're selectively doing this because you want us to submit to your will. You have no scientific background, no scientific degrees, and yet you aren't really concerned about 100 million Americans who had the disease. You just want to tell us, do as you're told. That's what you're telling us. You want to mandate this on all of us. You're going to tell us if I have 100 employees, you're going to put me out of business with a $700,000 fine if I don't obey what you think is a science. Don't you understand that it's presumptuous for you to be in charge of all the science? Have you ever heard of a second opinion? I can't go to my doctor and ask my doctor's opinion. I mean, this is incredibly arrogant combined with this authoritarian nature that you think, well, we'll just tell all of America to do what I say and they better, or we'll fine them or put them in jail or not let them go to school or not let them travel. The science is against you on this. The science is clear. Naturally acquired immunity is as good as a vaccine, the Israel study actually showing it better. This isn't an argument against the vaccine, but it's an argument for letting people make a decision who already have immunity. You're not willing to consider natural immunity?
Senator, our team has reviewed every study that's out there on COVID, whether it's from Israel, from the U.S., or wherever else. They have used the facts that have been provided through the rigorous research that's been done to reach a conclusion. 660,000 Americans and more have died because of COVID. We're trying to do everything we can to save as many as possible. We're using the facts, we're following the science, and following the law.
Nobody's arguing the severity of this, but you are completely ignoring the science on natural immunity. So's Fauci, so's the whole group. You're just ignoring it because you want submission. You want everybody just to submit to your will, do as you're told, despite the evidence, the large body of scientific evidence that says naturally acquired immunity does work, is an important part of how we're all going to recover from this. So is the vaccine. But when you add them together, we're at a much different place than if you ignore them. 100 million Americans, by conservative CDC estimates, have had the disease. 200 million or more now have been vaccinated. It's a good thing. combined together, it's how the disease is. Nobody wants to get the disease. We're not advising anybody to get the disease. But if you're unlucky enough to get it, think of the nurses and doctors and orderlies who all bravely took care of COVID patients. There was no vaccine for a year and a half. They took care of people, risked their lives. They got it, survived. And now people like you are arrogant enough to say, you can no longer work in the hospital because you've already had the disease. We're going to force you to take a vaccine that the science does not prove is better than naturally acquired. That's an arrogance that should be chastened.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Rand Paul, in my opinion, doing a great job catching the HHS secretary literally lying. Okay? Right at the start. Secretary DeSera basically says, no, I'm not familiar with the Israel study that you mentioned, Senator Paul. I gotta get to my team and get back to you on that. I don't know. And then later he's like, hey, we've been researching all the studies. We're familiar with every study, even the Israel study. Wait a minute, you just said you weren't familiar with it, sir. Well, I'm not familiar with it, but my team is. How do you know if you're not familiar with it? Have you checked with your team since this got brought up to you? Let me be very clear. I ask you if you are aware of a study, and you say no. Then later in that same conversation, you say, but my team is aware of all the studies, including the Israel one. How do you know if you're not aware of it? See? I mean, he didn't say, well, I'm not caught up on the details, but I'm aware of the study. My team is up on the details. He didn't say that at the start. He just said, I'm not aware of that. I got to check with my team to see what's going on and get back to you. And then later he says, we're familiar with all the studies. Then they basically, we know that there are dozens of studies. I mean, Rand Paul highlighted the CDC saying, you know what, even the CDC recommends, you know what, if you have had chicken pox, you've got immunity. If you, and so on. Okay, now we're changing the science. And then he's like, we follow all science. No, you don't. You don't even follow the CDC guidelines. To prove the point, Joe Biden was saying we're going to have booster shots, and the community came out and said, no, you're not. Most people don't need booster shots, Joe. And Joe had to back off that claim that was not following the science. We see this over and over. But I commend Jason Aldean for standing up. All right? I commend Rand Paul for standing up. But we got to acknowledge COVID natural immunity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I found a great article about gaslighting because I think we really need to highlight this reality here. I wrote an article, A Clarion Call for Civility, as many of you know. That stands in contrast to the gaslighting that's taking place in America today. All right? And Rand Paul had enough. We're not going to tolerate your gaslighting, your lies, your misinformation. You're browbeating us on this thing. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. And that's what it's going to take to stop it. We, the people, need to just simply say, you're not going to gaslight me on this. We're not doing that. But there's a great article that I found. It says this, 24 phrases gaslighters use against you. Yeah, it's written in PR Daily by Laura Hale Broadway. It's a great article. When we come back, we'll talk about the 24 things. But if you've ever spent time around a gaslighter, you know what they're capable of, right? They're capable of absolutely manipulating the conversation and abusing you. They engage in manipulation techniques. We'll talk about it in seconds. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live Talk Show.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I've been standing up for a long time. Jason Aldean standing up. Rand Paul standing up. Now Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, standing up. He argued on the Senate floor that the vaccines are not working as advertised. Yeah, he says the number of COVID deaths and cases dropped significantly before the vaccines even came out. Deaths surged again this summer, he pointed out, while the rate of vaccinations spiked in early in 2021. Now at 60% of the population, our federal agencies have not been transparent. They have not given the American people the information we need to make an informed choice, he wisely pointed out. Sounds like gaslighting to me, ladies and gentlemen, withholding of information, mocking you, and we'll get into that. But Johnson unveiled new legislation that would block federal vaccine mandates, ladies and gentlemen, by utilizing the Interstate Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. He says it's an outrageous trampling of civil liberties to mandate vaccines. The American people deserve transparency and as much information as possible so they can make an informed choice about their own health. Here's Ron Johnson on the Senate floor.
They've written so many oversight letters to the healthcare agencies. I completely agree with Senator Scott. I was a big supporter of Operation Warp Speed. I've gotten every vaccine until this one because I've had COVID. But the federal agencies have not been transparent. They have not given the American public information that we need to make that informed choice. We need to recognize people's health autonomy. This is their body. They should be able to make these choices. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the information we're not getting from our healthcare industries, our healthcare agencies, that people who are choosing not to get vaccinated are looking at. And it's not disinformation. This is real information. It's just being withheld from the public by our healthcare agencies, by the media, and the social media. The first thing I want to show is a chart I put together. Again, this is real data. This comes from the CDC in terms of the number of new cases per day, as well as the number of deaths per day. The deaths are down here in a very thin red line. But you can see by this chart that in terms of the surge of the initial alpha variant of COVID, pretty well peaked late December, early January. The vaccines got the emergency use authorization about mid-December. The orange line shows the percent of Americans vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And you can see the initial surge, the initial pandemic was winding down before the vaccines even could take effect. Now, again, we all hoped and prayed that the vaccine would be 100% effective and 100% safe. But when you look at this chart, as the pandemic's winding down, the percent of fully vaccinated individuals are going up, you would think, again, you would think what you'd see is just a complete winding down of the pandemic. But that's not what we've seen. We've seen this new surge. This new surge of a variant called Delta. So what are we to make of this?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What are we to make of this? A fair question. What you've got is gaslighting going on over COVID, gaslighting going on over the founding fathers, gaslighting going on with relation to global warming or, quote, climate change. But there's 24 phrases gaslighters use against you. PR Daily has the details. Now, here's the deal. Gaslighters engage in manipulation. It's a technique of distorting known facts, memories, events, and evidence to invalidate a person's experience. The idea is to make those who disagree with the gaslighter to question their own abilities, memory, or sanity. See it in action, by the way, in the 1944 film Gaslight, starring Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman. If you want to go ahead and see it in action or whatever she says in this great article, gaslighters use lies, false promises, and personal attacks to make those around them doubt themselves. Let's just take, for example, let's say you're at a meeting with your boss on Tuesday. Okay? Here's what happens. The boss says, hey, man, you guys can all leave early on Friday. Right? You can leave at noon on Friday, but when Friday comes along, your boss says, what? I would never say you can leave early. You must not have been paying attention. When it comes to politics, ladies and gentlemen, gaslighting is all around us. It happens in personal relationships. It happens in the workplace. But ladies and gentlemen, gaslighting typically begins gradually, right? With a snide comment, a critical remark. But there you have it. The government in bed with the media is committing gaslighting against all of us. The more you're aware of a gaslighter's techniques, the greater you can protect yourself. Here's what you look for when someone's trying to gaslight you. They say several things. One, if you're paying attention. See, the problem is you're just not paying attention to the science on this thing, Sam. Two, if you were listening. If you were listening, Fauci said this. Never mind that he didn't say that. Or, oh, Fauci didn't say that, but the fact is he did. If you knew how to listen, Sam, the problem is you just don't know how to listen. We talked about this. Don't you remember? I guess I'll have to repeat myself since you don't remember. You need to learn to communicate better. You're being irrational. Don't you think you're overreacting? You're just oversensitive. Stop being so sensitive. You're too emotional. You can't take a joke. You're so thin-skinned. You always jump to the wrong conclusion. Stop taking everything I say so seriously. Can you hear yourself? I criticize you because I like you. I'm trying to make you better. You're the only person that I have these problems with. You're reading too much into this. I'm not arguing. I'm discussing. I know what you're thinking. You should have known this was not a good time to talk about this. Why are you upset? I was only kidding. Why would you think that? What does that say about you? And it goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. And so what they're doing in America to us right now is they're gaslighting us to a great degree. Rand Paul says, look, natural immunity, the science backs it, the CDC backs it, everybody backs it. Why are you not giving credence or fair play to the natural immunity? The human secretary, human health and whatever secretary comes back and says, we're following all the science. And then Dr. Fauci continuing the same idea. Never mind that Dr. Ron Paul, Senator, and Senator Ron Johnson, both of them are saying, look, you're withholding information from the American people. You're not telling the truth. You're not following the science. And they say, oh, yeah, we're just following the science. Gaslighting going on. Gaslighters use lies, false promises, etc. against you, folks. Gaslighters use lies, false promises, and personal attacks to make those around them doubt themselves. That's what we got going on, right? That's what you've got going on in America right now. And anybody who speaks up against them will be attacked. will be mocked, will be ridiculed. Believe it or not, California now is the first to require COVID vaccines in schools. Children from kindergarten to 12th grade, ladies and gentlemen, in both public and private schools will be required to be inoculated against the coronavirus once the FDA gives approval. Think about that, folks. What about natural immunity for these kids? There you have it. I mean, this is gaslighting to the nth degree. You've literally got to leave California schools now. Right? You have got to literally leave California schools. Right? They say reaching a higher level of immunity would be required to keep classrooms open. But you got to talk about what does immunity mean? See, if you've got the natural immunity, they're not going to count that for you. Vaccine mandate for teachers upheld. Sonia Sotomayor literally upheld forcing New York teachers to get vaccinated. Didn't even go to her colleagues on this. It's a shame, folks. Right? This is serious business. People are being fired, fined, penalized, attacked, ridiculed, mocked, gaslighted over vaccines to the nth degree. Lies, false promises, personal attacks. Sam's being attacked. You're irresponsible, says Joe Biden, the ultimate gaslighter. You're irresponsible for all this death because you're not vaccinated, Sam. I'm losing patience with you, says the, quote, president of the United States, right? As he gaslights me. Sam, you're responsible. No, I'm not. I got natural immunity. Thank you very much. In fact, I'm spreading less COVID and I'm less susceptible to COVID of any status person in America, along with, as Rand Paul said, 100 plus million of me. All right, this is what's going on. And I started out by talking about the libel and slander laws last hour, and I talk about it this hour. Same stuff's going on. Okay? We're being abused and mistreated. They're creating a two-tier system, the protected, the elite, and the rest of us. And on that two-tier system, they're gaslighting us into oblivion. We need to reject it. Country superstar Jason Aldean didn't fall for it, neither did his lovely wife Brittany. Rand Paul didn't fall for it as he stands up against the HHS secretary on the Senate floor. Ron Johnson didn't fall for it as he stood up, arguing on the Senate floor that vaccines, listen, are not working as advertised, and they're not giving the American people the proper information. Gaslighters engage in manipulation, distorting known facts, memories, etc., to make you doubt yourself and what you believe and know. Gaslighters use lies and false promises as they force Californians to all be vaccinated in government schools. Doesn't matter if you have natural immunity. There you have it. I just thought I'd brief you on all that. We're being gaslighted to the nth degree. That stands in contrast to clarion call for civility, ladies and gentlemen. Final story of the hour that I had to highlight for you. 1,000 roses delivered to Nancy Pelosi in her office and her campaign. They delivered 1,000 roses to her. Why? Because they want to kindly influence her to be more pro-life. They want to change her views on abortion. Isn't that a polite, kind way to try to influence her on abortion? 1,000 roses delivered to Nancy, her office and her campaign to move her heart on abortion. Wow, is that cool. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. God save us. We the people need to stand up, and we better do it fast. It's about God, family, and country. It's about life, liberty, and property. It's about you and me doing what's right and let the consequence follow. God save the Republic of the United States of America.